To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer, oh, well, you've probably heard the rest of it.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms.
It's the famous soliloquy from the play Hamlet, and it's known as one of the finest passages in all of dramatic literature. It was this month, 450 years ago, that the famous playwright William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon.
We have made Shakespeare our literature.
Pat Connor is a retired English professor from West Virginia University. He studied Shakespeare and his texts and says there are many reasons people still flock to Shakespeare's words, even nearly 400 years after completing his last work. Connor says he made one such discovery when studying the play The Merchant of Venice.
He really does find a way to get inside of and to show a sympathetic view of almost every character. I was privileged a couple years ago to play Shylock for the South Park Theater. It also became quite clear to me that he was going to find a way to humanize this man who was going to carry out a fairly horrible retribution because he felt wrong for all of the reasons you can understand. And he's constantly doing that. He is constantly picking up characters and showing you a dimension of them that was not common then and sometimes still isn't common. We have a literature today, whether you think of it as film or as theater or as novels or comic books or whatever, which very often makes things very two-dimensional. Shakespeare's characters and their motivations and the complexities with which they have to live are always more complex than that.
West Virginia University is commemorating the anniversary of Shakespeare's birth with a production of Henry IV. This production is a singular adaptation of two Shakespeare plays, Henry IV Part 1 and Part 2. To prepare for the production, some of WVU's former acting students have returned to talk about special acting techniques used to perform Shakespeare. One is called the Alexander Technique. Former WVU theater student Brian Edelman now teaches the technique to professional actors in New York City. It includes using the body to relax and projecting your voice better when pronouncing Shakespearean dialogue. Edelman explains.
So the classic Alexander Technique directions are let the neck be free so that the head can move forward and up, so that the back can lengthen and widen. So those are like the classic ways of approaching the work. So part of the work is bringing yourself back to where it's you feel safe and you're ready to be playful and curious, and then you find that your muscles are free as a result.
While the students who learn the technique will be using this tool to help in reciting Shakespeare.
My father. By his gates of breath there lies a downy feather which stirs not.
Edelman says this technique can help in many walks of life.
People with pain use it a lot. People, dancers use it, singers use it, actors use it. It's really good for anyone. People who sit at a desk all day, it's really big for them.
Edelman says many people, when they hear the name William Shakespeare, get preconceived ideas about what to expect from a production. And he says that isn't always a positive reaction. But over time, he says his appreciation for Shakespeare has grown.
I love Shakespeare because the poetry is so... It's so good that when you're saying these lines, the sounds that you're making and the way in which they're phrased together is the action that you're playing, is what you're trying to get from the other person. So there's all this great alliteration and the sounds, and it really becomes a third character in a scene. And that's what I really love about it. It's like all the work is there for you as long as you just let it be there. So it's a very freeing thing. Whereas when I first approached it and you know, my preconceived notions of Shakespeare, I was like, again, I thought it was kind of a boring thing. It's like, because I've seen a lot of bad productions of in my time.
Along with the play, the West Virginia University Rare Book Room will hold an exhibition of William Shakespeare's First Folio. This is a collection of 36 of the Bard's plays, including Henry IV. That book was published in 1623. For West Virginia Public Radio, this is I, Beneduccio the West Virginian, in Morgantown.